You know, I think it's important to let all of you know why I got involved with the Red Cross 17 years ago. I was chair of the United Way campaign, and I went to bring the pledge cards to the Red Cross office because all the agencies, we want participation from all the employees at the agencies. And at that time, as you walked into the Red Cross office, the desk was up on the right-hand side, and I smelled something burning. I thought it was one of the ballasts, so I tell the young lady behind the desk there, I says, I think one of your ballasts is out. You're going to have to change. And she went like this. I turned around, and then there was a family there, a little girl holding a scorched teddy bear, and there was no dollars at the time because we have a tremendous amount of fires up in wood homes and in the rural areas, and it showed they had no money. And I swore that would never happen again in our region. So since then, we're about $1.3 million, $1.4 million every year, and those dollars go to help victims of disaster. So, and Michelle, who does a phenomenal job in getting the services out there, and all the volunteers behind us. Because you heard a number, about 91% of every dollar goes to Red Cross to spend and invested in humanitarian services and programs. 91 cents of every dollar. And do you know why? Because of the volunteers behind us. So I know the Senate, you know, Lieutenant Governor Sack gave him an applause. I want to also applaud them because you know that the dollars are going back to the people that need it. You know, I'm not going to read my whole speech because you're going to hear probably some of these from some of the other speakers, but I will tell you. You know, in the communities, especially in the rural areas, especially in areas where people have moved from another city, another town, another state, when you lose your home and you have no families around you, just think about it. No one that you can go and live with a family member for a while. If the Red Cross isn't there to put you up, to give you the clothes that, you know, some clothes, some food, put you up in a hotel, shelter, and all that stuff, you have no place to go. And the Red Cross does it regularly, on a regular basis. And I thank you, Red Cross, for helping the people in our community, because without you, it doesn't happen. Thank you. God bless you all.